It's time now for Detoxifying the Soul, brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries.
Hello, I'm Kathy Harris, and I'm so glad that you joined me here today on Detoxifying the Soul. Detoxifying the Soul is a strategic antidote sent forth from the kingdom of God to eradicate every negative toxic influence of your past. We're here to root out, pull down, throw down, and destroy every hindrance in your spirit, soul, and body so that you can fulfill your unique God-given destiny. You know, the word detoxify comes from the root word detox, which simply is a place where people come to be detoxified. Well, you're in the right place at the right time so that you can begin the process of spiritual detoxification through the Word of God. When you detoxify something or someone, you are removing the toxic or poisonous substance or counteracting its toxic effects. Jesus declares in John 15:3, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." God has some things to say to you today. So come on, launch out into the deep and defeat the enemies of your soul.
Tonight I want to talk to you about divine providence. Divine providence. Because it's so important that we as individuals in the body of Christ know that there is a purpose, there is a plan, there is a destiny specific for us. And God wants to guide us. That word providence means that God will guide us, that he will show us the way that he wants us to go. Amen. And God wants us to know that there is a specific path for each and every one of us. There's a specific place in different seasons of our lives that we're supposed to be in. There's specific people that we're supposed to come across their path for the will of God, for the plans and purposes of God. So God wants to talk to us tonight about divine providence. You know, sometimes we can have our own plans and we can have our own ideas and we can have our own thoughts, but God has thoughts and plans for our life. From the time that before we were in our mother's womb, God had a plan for us. Amen. Can you turn with me real quickly to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1? You know, the plans and purposes that God has for us, they are good. Amen. They are good. And the plans that he has for us are worth seeking out. They are worth going to God and seeing what God has to say about where I should be, what road I should be on, what location I should be at, maybe what job I should be at, who I should be marrying. You know, some people miss their spouse that God has for them because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And God had a right place at the right time so that they could be there. God is a God of order. Do you believe it? God is, he never does things haphazardly. He never says, oh my goodness, you know, she doesn't have anything to do. Let's just figure out. So, no, God knew what he wanted you and I to do before we came to the earth. Amen. Over in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah is a familiar chapter that we read often and should read often. Jeremiah was a young man who was called by God. And just to preface that a little bit, in the time of Jeremiah, they say that the five books of the Bible, the first five books of the Bible, had disappeared. And so the people of that time, the people of God, were living with idolatry and witchcraft and sorcery, and their thoughts and their minds, they weren't on God. And so the influence that Jeremiah had in his life, to me, explains why Jeremiah answered God the way he did when God called him. Because many times the influences in our lives bring into our thought processes wrong ideas, wrong information, and it leads us down a wrong path. God had a specific plan for Jeremiah, and Jeremiah had to agree with the plans and purposes that God had for him. Let's go here just to verse 4. He said, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." And this is how Jeremiah answered that great call of God in his life. He said, "Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child." Jeremiah was giving God an excuse according to his understanding of why he couldn't do what God had told him to do. And again, I believe this is because of the influence that Jeremiah had in his life in that day and that time. You know, when people are in captivity and when people are without the word of God, their thought processes are wrong. There's negative thinking, there's wrong ideas, there's perversions, there's all type of things going on in their imaginations and in their thoughts. And these were the people that was speaking and saying things probably around this young child. Jeremiah says, "You know what, Lord, I can't speak." Wonder where he got that from. You know, when God says something to you, you know, you just don't blurt out just anything. I believe these things was in Jeremiah's heart. And in Jeremiah's mind, that maybe somebody had told him, "You know, you can't speak." You know, have you ever heard, you know, when I was growing up, sometimes people would say cruel things to children. You know, they would say things like, "Oh, you're retarded," or "You can't do anything, sit down." And without knowing it, these words get into that child's thoughts, into their hearts. And sometimes even at 50 and 60 years old, people are living out words that someone spoke over them. People are living out their future according to thoughts and words that the enemy sent their way to abort their destiny. Amen. Jeremiah says, "I can't speak." He says, "For I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak." You see, God knows how to get rid of wrong thinking. See, the entrance of his word brings light. God's word planted in our heart will destroy every weapon of the enemy that has come to abort our destiny. The Bible said that the word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. You see, the soul and the spirit are so closely joined. They're so closely knit that it takes the word of God to divide the soul from the spirit, because the soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. But many people live out of their soul, just out of their mind, out of their imaginations. And God knows that without his word, their future will be crippled. Without his word, we would be shipwrecked. Without his word, we would still be in darkness. You see, God knows that he has to send his word. Because many times in our lives, in our minds, in our thought processes, there's procrastination. Amen. 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 And when God sends his word, God's word is light. And it will uncover the darkness. "Well, you know, I know God told me to do that, but you know, I'm waiting." Well, we can't say we're waiting on the Lord because he just spoke to you. Is that right? "I'm waiting. I need to get myself together. You know, I need to spend a little more time fasting and praying. I need to wait." And then a month later, we say, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" When we begin to postpone, that is a form of unbelief. Amen? We hesitate. Well, we know his voice. He said, "My sheep, they know my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow." They know me. You know when God speaks to you. You know, I think of an account over in the book of 1 Kings, the 13th chapter. There was a man of God who God spoke to. Some of you may know the account. And God told him specific things to do. And he went to the king or whoever, and he spoke the words. And he said, "Okay, I'm going to reward you. I'm going to bless you." And the man of God says, "No, the Lord told me specifically that I was to come here and to say what I was going to have to say. I wasn't supposed to eat. I wasn't supposed to drink. I was supposed to go back another way." And the king said, "Cool." And so he went, and then an old prophet heard about the deal from his sons. And this old prophet met this young man of God. And he said, you know, I want you to come back with me. And I want you to come to my house and I want you to eat, so forth and so on. And so this young man, this man of God said, oh no, the Lord told me not to eat or not to drink. And this prophet said, but an angel told me that you were supposed to come and that you were supposed to come to my house. And he yielded to it, even though he knew what God had said and his future wasn't bright. You can read the account in 1 Kings chapter 13. But it's important. It's life or death that we obey divine providence. That when we hear God speak to us, that we don't hesitate, we don't procrastinate, we don't delay, but we quickly say, Lord, here I am. We may not understand it with the natural mind, because the Bible said that the natural man understands not the things of the Spirit because they're spiritually discerned. Now that we're born again, we're able to discern the will of God. And God will reveal those things to us as we seek him. It's important that you're at the right place at the right time, because somebody's life depends on it. Somebody's life depended on the disciples getting into that boat and going to the other side. Even though a storm arose, Jesus knew that there was somebody waiting on the other side. And even if it meant going through a storm. You know, so many times as Christians, people hide. Well, you know, I don't want to go through nothing. Maybe the devil won't see me. You know how cats think you can't see them? They'd be sitting there, they think you can't see. I see you sitting right there, you know. But sometimes we think if we don't say nothing, if we keep quiet, if I just keep on getting promotions on this job, but Lord, I know that you've called me to the mission field. Lord, if I just keep doing this for you, maybe you'll forget about that. But how many know God doesn't forget? How many know he appoints us because he loves us and because he trusts us? It is an honor for God to ask us to do anything. Divine providence means God is going to guide me. I don't have to fear. God will let me know what the next step is. God will let me know which direction to go. He'll let me know where I need to be, when I need to be there. I trust him. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not to thine
own. Detoxifying the Soul has been brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries. For more information, go to detoxifyingthesoul.com.